beautiful Aquarian friends, and welcome to your horoscope for May of 2023. We're Aquarius this month. Man, big changes on the domestic zone. So home, family, real estate, property, memories, your lineage, things with parents. This is a really big month for focusing in on that. And Taurus season always is, but there are abundance of planets and influences that are happening in Taurus that are really telling us, hey, focus into the Taurus area of your chart, because there's a lot happening, there's a lot changing in this particular zone. Now, we're also going to have Jupiter move into the energy of Taurus. Pluto is going to take a retrograde in your sign. Mercury's coming out of retrograde. We've got an eclipse happening this month, which is going to cause a really nice reset over the next 6 months to a year, and it is something you have already seen it at your work, in your career, in your title. So it's not new, but I think the final shifts present themselves this month, and we'll watch them play out over the next 6 months. So lots going on this month, Aquarius. Let's get in here and talk about it. Okay, so right at the beginning of the month, on the 1st, again, Pluto is taking the retrograde in the energy of Aquarius. So first place to start is go back to March of 2023. As Pluto came into your sign, into your first house, what was changing for you? What did you start to become aware of? Even at a subconscious level, you were like, you know, what are patterns? What are things in my body? What are things in my identity that they're changed. They're forever changed. They can't work going forward unless something dies off so that I can live in a different way. What were the things that began to present themselves? And then how do you tackle that, right? Because this is an energy that started to shift your vibration right away, which makes a ton of sense to me why you would have such significant changes in how you'll handle things at home and how you'll handle things out in the real world too. Because when your vibration shifts, you're like, there are some things that don't work for me anymore, right? And it's like you can almost never go back to the things that don't work anymore, which is really very cool. So you'll have the retrograde to enjoy that energy. Now we'll actually see the retrograde happening between 0 degrees of Aquarius, your sign, and backing up to that 27 degrees of Capricorn. On the 5th, we've got this full moon lunar eclipse happening at 14 degrees of Scorpio, asking you to end something, acknowledge something, or to make an adjustment. This is a reset in the career zone. Now, truly, when I say career, it can be the work that you do, absolutely. And some of you may have this rise to power or a promotion or you're moving forward. But just as much, it can be a significant change to your title that we call you in the world. Did we call you mom or dad, and now we're calling you grandma, because I'm gonna be grandma, or are we calling you grandpa, right? Like, what is your change in title that we're calling you in the world? Were you an accountant and now you're an astrologer? Were you an astrologer and now you're a financial analyst? Like, what is the change in what we call you? Because this is that. So, and I think it is also a real call, Aquarius, to not all of the changes are just going to wield themselves in. You've been working on this for a while. So truly, if you are not in alignment with work that you love or work that is doing something productive for your world, you may be seeking over this next 6 months to make some really big changes. And I think you can make a lot of progress in this next 6 months. On the 7th, we're going to see Venus move into the energy of Capricorn. This lights up your 6th house. Now remember, Venus is an attracting in energy. So don't do the heavy lifting. My love, let the universe do the heavy lifting. Let it soften your daily routine, right? And I mean this, get into your body, get into your 5 senses in your daily routine. Are you going to bed really late? You're not hydrated. You're waking up like, shoot, I'm awake again. Or, you know, where are you in your 5 senses where when you slow down and you get into Venus, you get into Cancer, that it is a cardinal energy and allows you to restart a delicious routine for yourself, new productivity that not only feels good, and it's not the woo-woo feels good, but it's in alignment with your own nurturing and accommodating of your natural energy, right? where do you have people, places, and listen, where do you have your family in your life and you are running them crazy? You are running them crazy because you're working against other people's natural rhythm, right? Like, let Venus do the heavy lifting. Let it call into your daily routine, to your health, to your wellness. You know, if you're in the daily routine physically taking care of another human being, are you taking care of a parent? That's exhausting. It's wonderful. It's a loving act, and it is exhausting. Is your back tired? What can you do to accommodate your senses, your beauty, to eat well, to, you know, bring yourself a little snack, a little something that's just for you into your daily routine? Now, at a practical level too, I think if you're a freelancer or you need finances to be coming your way, call them in. Call them in and let Venus do the heavy lifting, okay? When we get to the 14th, we'll see Mercury coming out of retrograde in that energy of Taurus at 5 degrees. So remember, the full Mercury retrograde cycle has gone from April 7th and it will go until May 31st. Now, we saw the Mercury retrograde begin officially on the 21st and end today on the 14th. So what I'm going to ask you is, in your domestic zone, home, family, real estate, property, your parents, your lineage, your heritage, your memories, you know, your physical housing, what has been changing for you? Now, with the Mercury retrograde, it's actually kind of interesting because I am wondering, you know, did you have some holdups, some miscommunications? You're trying to make some decisions, you're trying to sign some contracts, and it is like nothing is moving forward. The Mercury retrograde coming direct today will begin to ease some of everything that needs to happen. You're trying to buy that house or make that move, and it's like, oh my God, why are we not to the table yet? This helps things get started again, so we'll release from that energy, and certainly by the time we're at the 31st, you should see some movement in this area. So if you're renovating a place, moving, helping your parents, getting into that family tree of yours, whatever it is, this will help information flow. On the 16th, now we'll have Jupiter move into this domestic zone. So truly, the expansion comes here. You know, are you welcoming new people into your home, to your family? Are you buying a property? You know what? One of the things I was thinking of too, because Jupiter was in Aries in that third house, so I was thinking of selling. Right? Are you selling a car? Are you selling a house? Are you selling that watch? Right? Like, whatever it is. And then Jupiter moves into Taurus and you're still selling it, but you get a greater sum or a greater value for it in some way, shape, or form. Now, it could work the other way where, yeah, you got to buy the new house or do the renovation and it costs more. But the good news is Jupiter is like an energy match. It'll usually show you or bring that money to you in some way. Okay. On the 17th, which I think is the most significant day that we have all year long in terms of transits, we've got Jupiter coming into a square with Pluto, and this is a huge, huge, huge energy. And it really calls for us to be practical, long-term minded, and very realistic about the outdated belief systems and structures that we have in our world today that cannot exist in the world going forward. Because today, on the 17th, the world as we've known it, like, we walk through the doorway into the new world and the door to the old is shut. There it becomes a resource, it becomes a memory, it becomes some place to access, but we are solidly in the new world. So what do you need that is like, you have to be more open-minded, you have to expand your belief systems in this area in order to move forward? Maybe you are having to let go of the life you thought you were gonna have for this gorgeous open-minded journey that you're gonna have now. Maybe it just looks really different and it doesn't make it wrong, okay? All right, now to support all of that, we get to the 19th, we've got a new moon at 28 degrees of Taurus, and I would tell you, plant your seeds of intention for what you do need in your home zone, what your parents need, what that domestic zone needs. You know, do you need to find a repair person? Whatever it is, plant your seeds of an intention, and because this is not an eclipse, you should see some movement happening in 8 days to 14 days as you're tracking with this particular new moon. On the 20th, we'll see Mars move into the energy of Leo. Now, Mars moving in fire is phenomenal because it's just a bit more comfortable, but it does light up your relationship zone, okay? So you're going to be doing things. Lots happening in relationships. You need to make decisions. You're disagreeing with people. You know, maybe in your partnership zone. You know, you have to work in partnership, and you want it to go one way. A partner, whether that be a romantic partner, a business partner, a company that you're working with, you know, your higher power. Are you like, no, I want it to look this way, and I don't know about you, but the universe has never negotiated with me. It is a like walk or be drug kind of relationship, and that's cool, right? Because it softens me to humility to get in alignment with the divine flow. So whatever it is, there is decision making, there is actions that can be taken in a partner oriented kind of way. But also, if you experience that opposition, remember, find the sweet spot in the middle. And in opposition, we find the spot where we can integrate, not continue the pull, okay? As we close the month, on the 21st, we've got the moon moving in the moon. Oh, we've got the sun moving into the energy of Gemini, which will light up your fifth house space. My favorite thing to do is to track back a year ago. A year ago, what was happening for you around children, joy, play, passion, romance, taking a risk, starting a new business, or bringing your hobby out, whatever it was. Now review that as the sun comes back to this area of your chart, because it does every year. Now I do think too, the sun being here, you might feel quite scattered. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of communication happening. You know, maybe you're making those vacation plans, or maybe your children need 500 things for you. You know, whatever it is, or your new business, there's just a lot of communication that might be happening at this time. Now the nice part is that you're a fellow air energy, so you might actually enjoy this more than maybe the Tauruses do. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it is, stay as grounded as you can. Communicate, meditate, breathe, give yourself time to do Gemini things so that you can be as present in your own body and in your own world and in the season with everything that it has to offer. All right, my beautiful Aquarian friends, have a gorgeous month. Please let me know what's happening in the comment section down below. I love you, and I'll see you in June. Bye, friends.